Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's Here and Now. And when I said that just now, a flight took off. And when I said that, two more flights took off. 100,000 airplanes take off and land every day around the world. An incredible number, given that we've only been able to fly in airplanes for a little more than a century of our history. And a new giant screen documentary seeks to put the wonder back into flying. It's called Living in the Age of Airplanes, and it's narrated by Harrison Ford.
Very few people have ever visited Antarctica's isolated interior. Even more elusive is the South Pole itself, the true end of the world, which is still hundreds of miles farther in. Before we could fly there, only four people ever made it and survived the return trip.
Living in the Age of Airplanes premieres in theaters tomorrow. Joining us is producer-director Brian Terwilliger. And Brian, tell us, what is it about airplanes that you find so fascinating?
You know, it's just the fact that we can fly still fascinates me. Each time I take off, I'm in a plane, whether I'm flying or at a passenger, there's just something so magical about it. It's a miracle still for me to go up and over things and be able to go places the airplane takes us. And there's just this awareness I have. It never gets old.
And you start the film out by reminding us how short a time humans have really been flying for most of our history. Walking was the primary means of getting around, and what a difference that's made.
Well, that's exactly it. Even 100 years ago, let alone all of human history, traveling any long distance was a one-way trip, a migration. And now, you know, we barely think twice about it. You enter an airport, and depending which doorway you go down, you'll end up somewhere else in the world.
Well, and as we said, the film is narrated by Harrison Ford, who we know just recently crash-landed his plane into a golf course in Los Angeles. We know he's a very enthusiastic pilot. He is recovering now. But why did you decide to have him as the narrator for this?
Well, so we did this a year ago. March 2014 is when he did it. But he is an incredibly passionate aviator, has been flying for a very long time, has a bunch of airplanes, and truly loves it and understands everything about aviation, but is very passionate about the message of this film and what aviation does and the contributions that it really makes to the world, how important it is. And so I had a chance to show it to him, and he watched it five times, actually, and read the script and sat down with me and studied it. And then we finally went into the session, and man, he nailed it.
He does have a great voice, too.
Yeah,
That doesn't hurt in this situation.
Nope, you're right. Yeah.
And how's he doing now? I'm sure you've talked to him.
He is doing fine. He's actually doing really well. He's in very good spirits and very excited to get back out there. But he's laying low, resting up, but actually really, really very positive and doing great.
One of the things I noticed that you don't get into in the film, and I wondered whether you would as I was watching it, is some of the bad things that planes have brought us. And I was wondering if there was going to be anything about 9/11. These planes that have brought us so many incredible things throughout history have also been used for destruction.
You know, yeah, there's, you can look at two sides of anything, you know, and the focus of this film is really the contributions, incredible contributions that aviation has made. And it doesn't try to hide, it's not intending to look at all sides of aviation and analyze it in that way. It's a context perspective story, seeing airplanes and aviation in a way we don't think of it in terms of how it's impacted our lives every day.
But we also, of course, see these gorgeous images of places all over the planet, including the South Pole, which you make the point about how the existence of airplanes have made it possible for us to go there as never before. But I also wondered about the sustainability of air travel given the emissions that they create.
Yeah, well, you know, airplanes are not only the safest, but also the most environmentally friendly they've ever been. And they're actually making huge strides, in that space. And it's something we all depend on. You know, if we were to take them away or out of the equation, it is not a world most people would want to live in. And that's really what the focus of the film is, not to get on the defensive or, you know, bring up issues only to then defend them and explain them.
Well, and yet you show in this film what it's like inside of an airplane. And the fact that many of us who fly aren't paying attention to how incredible this is to be able to fly around. We're fiddling with the TV in front of the seat or, getting annoyed that they're not serving peanuts anymore.
Well, you're right. Exactly it. So that the perspective a passenger has coming in, frankly, the more disenchanted you are with aviation and flying, and the more of an inconvenience it may seem, I think the more you have to gain and the more you might get out of the film, really seeing it in a whole new way. So in that sequence at the end, exactly what you're talking about, in a plane, and you don't even realize truly what you're doing. We're doing things that even the boldest explorers died trying to do just, you know, 100 years ago, a couple hundred years ago, rough seas and the weeks it would take to go the places it now takes hours in an air-conditioned, you know, little tube, drinking soft drinks and watching TV.
Yeah. And do you always sit in the window seat so you can look outside?
I do. In fact, I have changed flights, or rather not booked one flight and gone later in the day just because. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I've got to have a window seat. You know, looking out that window is one of the greatest gifts of all, frankly, of aviation. And you can see more in a single glance than most people saw in a lifetime. It's an incredible view, one that I don't want to pass up.
That's Brian Terwilliger, who is the director-producer of National Geographic's new giant screen film, Living in the Age of Airplanes. It opens in theaters tomorrow. Brian, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.